All right, ladies and gentlemen, what does Big Cats Eat Fish have to do with music theory, and how can it help you on the guitar? Well, first of all, you should thank me for not making you memorize all the notes on the guitar. But when you memorize Big Cats Eat Fish, the B to C, they're only one fret apart. Everything else, all the other letters besides B to C and E to F are half steps on the keyboard or any other instrument. It means they're only one fret apart. B to C, Big Cats, or E to F, Eat Fish, is only a half step apart, one fret on the guitar. Everything else, like G to A, or D to E, or anything that's not B, C, or E to F, is two frets. How does this help you on the guitar? We can take any string and now name the notes without having to memorize them. Right? We have a group of volunteers, or maybe not so volunteers. They were coerced into it under threat of severe penalty that are going to demonstrate this process. And we picked randomly the third string. Now, that's not the only thing you need to memorize. You need to memorize Eddie 8, Dynamite, Goodbye, Eddie, which is string 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 in that order. So everybody play the lowest sixth string, that's Eddie, E. And then what would be the next fifth string would be A, right? For 8, and then D is next, and then the third string is G for good, second string is B for bye, top string is E for Eddie again. So that, you need to memorize that too. But between Big Cats Eat Fish and every Eddie 8, Dynamite, Goodbye, Eddie, you could figure out the notes on the entire fretboard with ease and without having to memorize. We picked string 3 at random before we started this recording. And so tell me what the name of that string is, anyone. And play the string too. No, that's fourth string. Well, that's fourth string. G. Remember, the top string is towards the floor. It's top. I know it's counterintuitive. The top string is called the top string because it's the highest in pitch. So play the top string, everyone. That's the top string, or string 1, right? So now play string 2. And now play string 3. Good. But it's confusing because the Eddie 8 Dynamite thing goes from string 6. So it kind of goes backwards. It's just because I haven't found a mnemonic that goes in the right direction. So what's the name of that third string?
G.
It's G. Why is it G? Because you go from sixth string and you count. Eddie 8 Dynamite, good. Yeah. Right? All right, so let's hear G, you guys. Open G, yeah. Good. All right, good. Now, from G to A, is that Big Cats or Eat Fish? No, it has nothing to do with any of those letters. Therefore, how far from G to A? One fret or two?
Two.
He says two. You guys agree with that?
From E to A?
G to A.
G to A. It'd be... Yeah, I think I do.
You do agree with that?
Yeah.
Don, do you agree with that?
I'm not sure.
All right, well, is it... Hang on, look at me. Is it from B to C or E to F that we're talking about? Or are we talking about from G to A?
G...
G to A, right?
To A.
And does that have anything to do with Big Cats or Eat Fish? No, it doesn't. So it's two frets. So everybody play second fret of the third string. And what note would that be called?
G.
We had G open already.
A.
It's going to be called A.
Yeah.
Does everybody agree with that?
Yeah.
Good job. So this is the process. If it ain't B to C or E to F, it's two frets. If it is, it's one. That's all. I know I'm going fast, but this is how you do it. You just went from G up a whole step, you're at A. Let's hear your A again. Next is A to B, okay? Before you answer the question about whether it's two frets or one, you know, are we talking about B to C or E to F, or are we just talking about A to B?
Two frets.
A to B, right? If it's E to F or B to C, it's only one fret. But in this case, it's how many frets?
Two.
Two, A to B. So you go up two frets, you're at the fourth fret now, third string. And what's that note called, Don? You following? We had A, we went up a whole step. All right, so the answer is B. Next, we're going B to C. Does this have to do with big cats or eat fish? Yes, it does. B and C, big cats. Therefore, if you're at the 4th fret, 3rd string, let me hear your B again. 4th fret, no, 4th fret, 3rd string, everyone. And we're that's B, we've already established that. We're going to C, how far do we have to go? 1 fret or 2?
1 fret.
1, so there's your C, 5th fret, 3rd string, good. Who's next? Well, let's all do it collectively. Now we're at C, how far to D? Is it whole step or half? He said whole. Why is it whole? Because it's nothing to do with B to C or E to F. So we got 7th fret, 3rd string. Boom, that's great. Now we're at D, we're going to E. Does that have to do with B to C or E to F? No, it doesn't. Therefore, how many frets does it have to go?
2.
So you're at 9th fret, 3rd string, and we're at the note, what's it called again?
E.
E, you got it. I'm not trying to trick you, I'm just reinforcing. Now, we got eat fish, E to F. How far?
1.
So you're at 10th fret, and then F to G, is that big cats or eat fish?
No.
No, it isn't. Therefore, it's how many frets?
2.
And you should be back at what note?
G.
And you have to be back at G because you're at the 12th fret. The 12th fret has two dots because that's where everything repeats. If you remember, we started on the note G because Eddie Ate Dynamite Good. We started at the 3rd string, right? And if you don't land on G again, something would have had to go wrong, okay? This is very good. Very good. And then we're going to go backwards just to make sure everything is right. So what you're doing is you're mentally, we're distilling the whole piano theory and keyboard theory and fretboard theory into one simple formula. And it's not quick, but it'll get quicker. You know, it's not as instantaneous as you memorizing certain areas of the fretboard every single week. You know, but it's also a lot shorter, right? I mean, we just did this in 6 minutes, which you could spend weeks and weeks to do. And then, if you don't keep it up, how much do you really, you know, how much will you remember if you don't keep up learning it? So, we're going to go backwards to solidify it, all right? We're at the 12th fret 3rd string. Let's hear it. And what's the name of the note?
G.
Yeah. All right, good. Now we got to think backwards. We're going G to... Well, I shouldn't tell you what we're going to, because sometimes, let me just say, thinking backwards in the alphabet can be a little weird, you know? Can you say A, B, C, D, E, F, G, F, E, D, C, B, A? It's not as easy. Obviously, you just heard I'm not as fast going backwards as I am going forward. No one is, you know, because we never do that. We learn A, B, C, D, E, F, D. We should make a hit musical song of the musical alphabet going backwards. Or we'll either get rich or get hung or something. Hung in the public square, I don't know. But so give yourself a minute to think backwards to the previous letter. Obviously, if you're at A, you have to think backwards to G. That's the only, you know, difference between the musical alphabet and the whatever it's called, our regular usage of the linguistic usage of the alphabet is from A to G. But right now we're at G, and we're going backwards to what note?
F.
And does this have anything to do with big cats or eating fish? No. Therefore, it has to go how far down?
10th fret.
10th fret, that's right. So you're at F, 10th fret. Now, we got F to E. In this case, it's fish eat, or whatever, if you want to look at it like that. Are we down 1 fret?
Yep.
Yes. So there, the name of that note is?
E.
E at the 9th fret. Good, you guys are good. So continue. We're going to what note after E? Down.
D.
And how far do you have to go?
2.
Good job. 2 frets, you're at the 7th fret. And then D to C. I shouldn't have said it. I should have made you say it. But how far from D to C? 2 frets, right?
Yep.
So you're at 5th fret. And then what? What's after C?
Cats.
Big, that's right. So going 1 fret down. See how easy this is? And then B to what? B to what? B to A is down 2 frets, right?
Yeah.
And then lastly, what's the note before A?
G.
G, you got it. And you're back. In order to prove that your last... That took 10 minutes to do, almost exactly. In order to prove that your hard work paid off, you're going to all do the next string, the 2nd string. and you're going to each take turns telling me what's going to happen. So first of all, everyone play the second string. What's the name of that note? So you go first. You're going to go counterclockwise, okay? So you go first. I'm not saying names because, well, I already said Don's name. It doesn't matter. They don't know who you are. No one cares anyway.
B.
Okay, good. How do you know that's B?
Because it's the second string.
And how do you know the second string is B? Just for purposes.
I memorized it.
Memorized it. Eddie Ate Dynamite. Goodbye, Eddie.
Goodbye,
right, exactly. Okay, good. That. So you want to go to what note?
C.
Yep, and how far are you going to go?
One.
Good, so one first fret. You played second fret, so good. So everyone play C. All right, now it's you. We're going from C to what? Say the name out loud. From C to what note?
D.
You got it. And it's how far is it? One fret or two?
Two.
You got it. So everyone's at third fret. Good job. Okay, good. Next, we're going from D to what?
E.
And how far is it?
Two.
Got it. Awesome. Back to you. Going from E to what?
F.
Yep. And how far?
One.
How do you know? Because eat fish. There you go. Awesome. We're at sixth fret. Second string, for those listening, back to you. We're at F, and we're going to what note?
10.
No.
G.
Yeah, G. And it's 8th fret. 8th fret.
It's 8th fret.
Yeah, 8th fret. How do you know it's after G's a whole step? Because it ain't big cats eat fish. All right, good. Up to you. G to what?
A.
Yep. How far?
2.
2. Good. We're at 10th fret now. And then back to you.
B.
A to what? B. How far?
Two.
It's good that we are on you, because you're the one who started us on the B string, and if we didn't get back to B, something went wrong, right?
Yep.
And now we're going to go backwards. So we're going from B down to what?
A.
Yeah. Well, it was his turn, so. Right? You're going from B down to the next note. And how far?
I thought we were going this way.
Well, when we got to the 12th fret, I'm just going backwards.
Oh, okay.
All right? So... B down to what? Just say the name out loud.
A.
You got it. And how far was it? Whole or half?
Two.
You got it. Two frets. Whole. All right, good. Now we're at A and we're going down to?
G.
Yep. How far?
Two.
Yep. And then back to you. G to F.
Two.
You got it. So you're at 6th fret. And then back to you from F to what note?
F to E.
And how far is that?
One.
One, you got it, because that's fish eat. All right, and then back to you.
E. For two.
Got it. And then back to you. D to what?
C.
And how far?
One.
Okay, we finally got a mistake. I'm kind of glad, because I thought you guys were cheating. No, I'm just kidding. I'm glad there's a mistake.
B to C.
No, we're actually on D.
Oh, D to C.
That's what happened.
Oh, okay.
So go back to 3rd fret. You're at D. See, that's what all happened. You just forgot what note we're on. We're at D, and we're going to what?
C.
And how far is that?
2.
Good job. Good job. And then back to you. We're at C, going backwards to what note?
We're going from C to B.
You got it. And how far is that? One fret or two?
I'm thrown off from your little...
Okay.
I was at the end.
Okay. Well, any C will work.
Okay.
You could do this C. It doesn't matter. So, C to B, how far is that? One fret or two?
That's one.
Good. So, it's open second string, right? And if you didn't get back to B, something got to be wrong. Well done, you guys. That was 15 minutes of fretboard theory. And keep practicing it. Choose it. Let me just leave you with words of... some words of how to implement this. You can try this at any note on any... Now, we're not doing sharps or flats. That'll come later. But you can start this on any string, any fret that has a natural note name. Like, you know... For now, do it with open strings. But, you know, suppose you started it at G on the 4th string... 5th fret, okay? You don't have to do this now, but this would be something you would do for homework. Now, how did you know that was G? Just because I told you it was. You would have to work out. That's the D string. Up a whole step is E. Up a half step is F. Up a whole step is G. And you're at the fifth fret. But you could start it there and now go G. Up a whole is A. Up a whole is B. Up a half is C. Up a whole is D. Up a whole is E. Up a half is F. And up a whole is G. And you're at 12 frets above where you began. If you run out of room, then at the 12th fret, make yourself go down an octave, right? But don't count that as a movement of a whole or a half. For what I mean is you're at 4th string, 5th fret for this example. Hang on, Don. Hang on, Buck. You're at 4th string, 5th fret. You're going G to A on the 7th, to B on the 9th, to C on the 10th, to D on the 12th, which is the same as D open, so you haven't moved yet, right? D to E is a whole, E to F is a half, and F to G is back where you started. You can do that anyway. If you don't land back where you started, something went wrong, right? Make sense? So you can practice this quite a bit. Let me know how you make out. That was only 16 minutes. But this is a lifetime's worth of fretboard theory, as it's called. You know, and yes, I'm trying to give you... There's disadvantages to what I do because, you know, people are like, well, you have to figure it out every single time. And I totally recognize that. But it's way, in my opinion, way easier to do that than to memorize a whole bunch of stuff for weeks and weeks and weeks on end and then still not be sure how to figure it out on your own. You know, it's easy to get lost. But if you know the system, this is how I think my whole teaching philosophy is. I prefer to teach a few simple concepts and then have the student explore and expand based off of that. This is how I learn too. I mean, I know I'm digressing here, but let me just, it's a philosophical view, standpoint that other teachers will disagree with me on, but it's the way I play music too. Let me just digress on this for a second. There's some people learn licks, and you learn, you know when you, and you learn that lick and you practice it over and over and blah blah blah. But then, you know, if you're not shown how to implement that lick, well, unless you're in that key, in that tempo, you know, and you happen to think of that lick at that moment, you ain't going to use that lick. You got to, I like to show you the concept of a lick that you can apply anywhere at any time in any key all the time. Yeah, it requires a little more thinking and a lot less sort of muscle work, if you will, but it gets you there faster, in my opinion. So that's the same thing we're doing here. Any questions about this? Because I'm going to record the questions, because if you guys have questions, someone else listening to this is going to have questions. Awesome. Awesome. Great. Speaking of implementing this, now we're going to put this to use right away. We're jamming on a blues in G. The chords are G, C, and D. Right? And we started this whole thing about fretboard theory based on the question, where do you have to put your first finger in order to play a pentatonic in key of G, right? So now, you guys should be able to figure out the answer. Your pentatonic scale, the first one that most people learn, has the root starting on the sixth string, and we want the key of G, so we're simply going to find a G on the sixth string. So let's do it. We know that the sixth string is called what?
E.
It's called E because of Eddie 8 Dynamite. You just got to memorize that. And then the next note up would be what from E?
F.
F, and how far does it go? One fret or two? One. Yep, so if E is zero, F is fret what?
One.
Got it. So let's hear it. F. And then we're going from F to what?
G.
To G, which is the note we're looking for. And it's a whole step up, right? So we're at third fret. So voila! In 1 minute and 10 seconds, you found your key. Make sense? So now we're gonna jam on it with the G pentatonic, and I'll play G progression. Okay?